It's Spiegel, and we're looking back at the best of JSS in 2022. Remember when we talked to you about why your parents were badasses? This all stemmed from a TikTok trend where younger generations were posting videos of pictures and memorabilia of their parents' and grandparents' military achievements. Take a listen to it all.
Why were your parents badasses? Mom, Dad? Where did this come from? You showed me a pretty wild video about a guy realizing, man, my dad was a legit badass.
Well, I've seen like three or four of these in the last couple weeks, and it seems like with Top Gun Maverick, the release of this movie, that I guess maybe generations of kids that knew their dad was in the Air Force or knew whatever, they did whatever, but never really truly appreciated. It almost took this movie coming out and the national and global attention of fighter jets and
to go
pilots.
Oh, that's what my dad did?
Yes, exactly, because we're trying to rack our brains. Like, what other fighter jet movies has there been since? It's been 36 years since Top Gun. Then there was Iron Eagle. After that, what has there been? Nothing,
it's
right?
It's a sea of third and fourth place films. Yeah, that's it. So
there was like no point of reference. There was nothing. So over the last few weeks, there's been posts on social media like, never realized what a complete badass my dad was. And they're taking their phones and filming like the flight jacket their dad had and their helmet and all the medals and pictures of him in the jet, you know, from another jet. And you can see him giving the thumbs up.
Oh, it's so cool.
And though they have their names like Goose and Maverick and
Iceman and Raptor and all that.
It was just like, and this one was super cool. They show their dad standing on the tarmac, the runway. Like in these little shorts from like the 80s or 90s.
And jacked. He's so jacked.
Oh, dude. Imagine. Yeah, it's just so.
He looked like, I can't remember the guy's name, but Iceman's wingman from the first film.
Yeah.
He was Iceman's goose. He looked like that guy with the flat top. He was just like, just cast me a character to look like they could be in a Top Gun film, and it was this guy's dad. So we ask you, was your parent a badass? Phone lines are full. Let's just get right to him. Let's go to Ken. Ken, why was your old man a badass?
Well, it's in a different way. When my dad has dementia, and when he started taking apart electrical outlets, we had to take his tools. And I found this small tool, this slender hammer, and I asked my dad about it. He said, oh, that's my tool from camp. I said, what do you mean? My dad was in a Japanese concentration camp for 3.5 years during World War II, and he had made this hammer to make things out of tin, and he found a way to survive in the most brutal atmosphere in the world at the time. Never spoke of it. Was a quiet man.
Wow.
But I found this piece. It's my most treasured possession.
100%. Dude, that is a complete badass.
That
Are you
is
kidding
an
me?
Absolute badass.
I mean, I read that book, Unbroken, the story about Louis Zamperini being in a Japanese concentration camp and being shot down. I mean, brutal.
Yep, your dad absolutely qualifies as a badass. Thank you for telling us, Ken. Let's go to Clyde. Clyde, what's up, man?
Hey, guys. 6%er here.
What's up, pal?
Hey.
My dad was a badass. He in Vietnam, a helicopter was shot down over him. He immediately cut his leg off. He crawled away from it.
Oh!
And all of my life, he's never once said, hey, I can't do that because of my leg. You know, he taught me to race motocross. He taught me to be a mechanic. He taught me everything you could teach. And even today, there's nothing he can't and won't do.
God. He's got one leg?
With one leg.
And hell still winning ass kicking contests.
Hell yeah,
still
dude.
Winning it.
He's like Bubba from Forrest Gump.
Yes. Oh my God. Lost his leg in a helicopter crash and still did all that. Let's go to. Let's go to Jim. Jim's been holding patiently. Jim, what's up?
My father, Captain James B. McHugh. Okay. This guy, his whole life was badass. His father died when he was a kid in Alabama. They were dirt poor.
Yep.
He went to work, worked hard. His mother drove him, you know, mercilessly. Was Alabama state champions 2 years in a row, undefeated.
For what?
Vietnam was happening. He knew that he was going to be drafted because he got a full ride to college. On a football scholarship, but that was back when you hurt your knee, you were out. So he went back to Alabama after his scholarship was over.
Hey, Jim, isn't it crazy how all those politicians' kids had hurt knees right around then?
No.
Isn't that wild?
Right,
all those politicians' kids somehow came up with bum knees right around that time?
Well, not for my father.
Not for your
he
dad.
He knew he was going to be drafted.
Yeah.
He knew he was going to be drafted. He enlisted anyway. He went in the Army. They put him in military intelligence. He didn't think he was smart enough. They put him in anyway. They told him, we're going to make you an officer. He said, I'm not smart enough. They said, by the way, this is the Army. It's not a request. These are orders. You're going to be an officer. And then before he went to Vietnam, they said, we need pilots for spy reconnaissance missions.
Stop it.
He said, I can't do that either. They're like, we're not asking once again.
Get
we're
your ass in
you.
That plane.
He became a pilot. He served in Vietnam as a spy reconnaissance pilot. Brought back a bunch of great stories. After that was over, because he didn't have a college education,
his
they
dad
discharged.
Is Forrest Gump. Yeah, your dad. You realize your dad basically was he lived the Forrest Gump life, to where just no matter where he was, he somehow found himself.
Is there
in
like
an adventurous...
a big climax to this story, or where are we at?
Yeah, like an ending.
He came back.
Okay,
he became a welder, and when I was 18, and
yeah.
he had had physical problems and everything.
Uh-huh.
I guess I was 17.
Oh God.
I played football. I was 6'2". I was 320 pounds. He was on the couch one day, and I started messing with him. He grabbed my wrist.
Whooped your ass.
And I could not break his grip at 17. I could, like, squat, like, 400 pounds.
Of course you could.
I could bench,
the
like,
detail of this story. I was 6'2", 380 pounds. He grabbed my wrist. I could not break it.
I could not break it. It was
I
like
could
I was trapped.
400 pounds, but could not break
there
that
I was.
Grip.
A grizzly bear had gotten a hold of me. But this grizzly bear
Jesus
was my father.
Guy, you took up all of our time. We had so many. Look at all these stories of all these badasses. And all we heard about was this one guy's dad.
Yeah, I'm sorry to Jim, Scott, Daniel, Tyler, Al, Kim, and Phil. We just got Forrest Gump 2, The Return.